Czech defense minister calls for country to leave UN for cheering Hamas terrorists. By Kurt Zindulka on October 29, 2023. Czech defense minister Jana Cernochová has called for her country to leave the United Nations in response to the international body's failure to condemn Hamas terrorists for the slaughter of civilians in Israel on the October 7 attacks. This week, the United Nations General Assembly overwhelmingly voted to demand a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas as Jerusalem was preparing for its invasion of Gaza to root out the Islamist terror organization responsible for the brutal butchering of over 1,200 people in Israel earlier this month. Just 14 nations opposed the measure, including Austria, Croatia, the Czech Republic, Fiji, Guatemala, Hungary, Israel, the Marshall Islands, Micronesia, Nauru, Papua New Guinea, Paraguay, Tonga and the United States. Meanwhile, multiple attempts from the United States and others to pass a resolution to condemn the Hamas attacks were thwarted at the UN by China and Russia, who used their veto power as permanent members of the Security Council to block the condemnation of the terrorist group. Responding to the apparent anti-Israel bias at the UN on Saturday, Czech Defense Minister Jana Cernochová said, "In my opinion, the Czech Republic has no place in an organization that cheers on terrorists and does not respect the fundamental right to self-defense," declaring, "Let's get out." Exactly 3 weeks ago, Hamas murdered over 1,400 Israelis. More victims for their population than the militant Islamist organization Al-Qaeda murdered in the U.S. on September 11. And only 14 countries, including ours, have spoken out clearly and understandably against this unprecedented terrorist attack perpetrated by Hamas terrorists. "I am ashamed of the UN," Cernochová continued. The Czech defense minister doubled down on her condemnations of the United Nations on Sunday, writing that the presence of hostile nations such as Iran and Russia, as well as states which violate human rights such as Afghanistan, North Korea, Syria, and Mauritania, undermines the UN Charter and therefore the very purpose of the institution itself. With China and Russia having a veto over expelling any nation from the international body, the process is meaningless, Cernochová argued. "What is the use of an organization that cannot use even the few principles and possibilities it has and cannot apply them without the consent of the dictators?" she questioned. The conservative politician said that if the UN is incapable of making reforms to be able to condemn terrorists or expel rogue nations, it has lost its role as a peacemaker. Therefore, she said, the world needs a new international organization based upon modern principles such as the elimination of veto powers granted to dictatorships and the end of sponsoring terrorists. The Czech defense chief concluded by saying that she had often wondered about how the world refused to believe the horrors committed in concentration camps by Nazi Germany during World War II, but said that perhaps it wasn't the case at all, saying that rather than refusing to believe the atrocities, a part of society apparently wanted to get rid of the Jews. "Anti-Semitism has spread deeply throughout the world, including the United Nations. They trust terrorists, but they don't trust the country that has been protecting our Western civilization's ass for many years in the Middle East. Absurd world," Cernochová said. "It is completely incomprehensible to me that no one is calling for a fundamental reform of the organization, which long ago turned from a peacemaker into a hammer against Israel." Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter, follow at Kurt Zindulka or email to zindulka@breitbart.com. Editor's note: this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters.